This year, no one has guns on it. They got people on it? They have a couple people.
Okay, we're putting down some Gorgon over here. Whenever you're ready, come on over. We'll be ready for you.
Okay, Roger. I'm at about 2 grand, and I'm starting in a direct line from Hawk. I still haven't got a very good fix on the area. I can see where the door gun's going in, so I figure that's where the bad guys are, but I haven't got much more to go on yet.
Roger, okay. You got some ground fault. I think you're... let's see. It looks like your best bet would be to go in from... wait one. Let me take a better look here.
Okay, Roger. We'll be standing by.
This is Stoner Runner 2. If you can come on in, let's get on in ASAP. We just had one personnel die on us. Over.
Okay, Dusty, from west to east looks like a pretty good direction, and you can come out the same way you came in. Stay away from that area where you've been taking that fire.
Roger, I understand. West to east. Okay, let me start trucking over here to the west. I'm north of your area at this time.
And Stoner 902, this is Mustang 31. Okay, Dusty will be coming in shortly.
Okay, this is Stoner 902. We just had one of our personnel die. Another one is losing quite a bit of blood.
Stoner 902, Dust off 609. Okay, how many patients do you have yet? You got a count on them? Stoner 902, Dust off 609.
Stoner 902, Mustang 31. Stoner 902, Mustang 31.
Stoner 902, over.
Roger, okay. Dusty wants to know how many patients you have, if you have a count on them yet.
This is Stoner 902. We have 4 packs hurt.
Understand, 4 packs hurt.
902, Roger.
Roger, good copy. And break. Dusty, do you have a copy on this strobe light yet?
That's a negative. I'm trying to stay as far north as I can to get out of your circle of fire, and I'm going into this... there's smoke from these flares, so I'm going to be busy here for a couple of seconds, I think, ducking you guys.
Roger, okay, and it looks like this little ground fog down here kind of lifted, so it's looking pretty clear now.
Okay, Roger, I got you guys circling. I've got the tree line or the rice paddy, whatever the hell it is that you're firing into. Give me a direction from where that door gun's going down now to where my pickup is, please.
Roger, okay, from where the door gun's going is to the southwest.
Okay, Roger, understand it's to the southwest, and he does have a strobe out at this time.
Roger, and when you get down here, you ought to see these tracks. They're set up in a little circle down here.
Okay, Roger, understand they're out in the clearing.
Roger that.
Okay, Roger, how far southwest are they? Just a TT ways?
Roger, about a click.
Okay, I thought I just had them, and I had a flare go off in my face here, and I missed it.
Roger, okay, I'm looking for you right now, just...
Okay, Roger, watch that flare that just burned out, or if you're making a turn now, look out your left door, I think you'll have me going by.
Roger, okay, if you... Okay, right here where you see the lead ship, I'm right over this little fire, over this little tree line. If you look just to my 3 o'clock, they're right next to a little road. You see that little, a bunch of little trails down there. We're right in between two little trails. You can see their strobe light.
Okay, Roger, 609. I got a real fine fix on their strobe. Just stand by here, just a TT bit here. 902, 609. And 31, 609.
This 31, go ahead.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to drop back to the west here. I'm going to let down, and I'm going to sort of low level into the LZ. As soon as I drop, I'm going to cut my landing line out, so anything below, say, 700 or 800 feet, keep an eye out for me if you would. And I can't reach the people on the ground. Call them and tell them to take their litters off the litters and put them on the floor of the aircraft, please.
Dusty, okay, you're cut out. Say again, what do you want them to do with these litters?
I want them to take them off the litter and just lay them on the floor of the aircraft. That way we can get more people on and we can work on them a lot easier.
Roger, and break, 902, Mustang 31.
Mustang 31, Stoner 902, over.
Roger, okay, what Dusty needs is comes in there to lay these litters in the floor of his aircraft so he can get out of there.
Roger. Spread the word now.
Roger, sounds good. Okay, and Dusty, if you go in there, you understand you're going to low level, and I'd like you to do a pedal turn and go out the same way you went in. And we're going to be doing orbits over this area where they were in contact.
Okay, Roger. I'm just dropping through 600 feet at this time on the way in, and by any collisions off, I've got a tally on you too, and I've got you pretty well in sight. The only big hassle here is going to be, like I said, I don't have a landing light. All I've got is correction, I don't have a searchlight. All I've got is a landing light, and I'm not real sure how good it's going to work out yet.
Oh, Roger. Okay, sounds good. We'll be the north of the strobe light, and if you take fire, I'd appreciate a clock direction. And I got you going down this.
Okay, Roger.
This is 3-1, go ahead.
Okay, we got a full load, and we've also got this fog down here. It's really kind of crappy. I'm going to start climbing out the same direction I came, but I can't really see the mountain, so as soon as I get my bearings, I'll probably be coming up pretty quick.
Roger, okay, and you have us orbiting just to the north of your location?
This is 609. Roger, you're to the north, and you're back to my east. I think I found a spot where I can climb up here as long as that flare shift keeps working out. He's doing a great job.
Roger, sounds good.
And 316-09.
3-1, go ahead.
Okay, they called in four patients. We got two more on board. We don't know whether they just decided the area was too hot for them or what, but when we get them back to the aid station, we'll check them out. If there's nothing wrong, we'll sure as hell let you know about it.
Roger, sounds good.
And if you'll pass that on to 9 or 2 on the ground there, I'll be on my way back to the hill with my people. I'm going to go out to the south and then swing to the left and come up the other side of them and stay clear of your people.
Roger, sounds good. We got you coming out, and we'll be watching this area.
Okay, Roger, if you need anything else tonight, just give us a yell.
Roger, sounds good.
And I'd like to thank all of you jointly while I got you on the line here for the fine cover and the flare work.
Roger, sounds good, and we'll see you back there. And break, 9 or 2, Muscat 3-1.
9 or 2, over.
Roger, okay, Dusty's got 2 extra people. He's got 6 all together. I understand those other 2 had to be medevaced also.
And 316-09, my medic and crew chief just went over them, and they said as near as we can tell in the back of a dark helicopter, they look like they're in good shape.
Roger, sounds good. And break, 9 or 2, Muscat 3-1. Stoner 9 or 2, Muscat 3-1.
Stoner 9 or 2, over.
Roger, okay. Dusty says he's got 2 extra people on board. He's going to go ahead and take them back and check them out. He says it really doesn't look like there's nothing wrong with a couple of them, so I don't know what the story is. And if you want us to work out for you some more, that's what we're out here for. So if you want to go ahead and put some tracer fire into any area you want us to work out, we'll be willing to do it. It's up to you.
This is Storm 92, Roger.